how clued up is the nation when it comes to our pensions?
Well, the short answer is not very. We know people struggle with understanding finance generally, and it gets even worse when it comes to pension, basically because pension is a complex area and people really struggle to understand it. We had new regulations that came in 2015, which gave people a lot of choices, and those choices actually are good if you understand them, but the problem is that a lot of people do not understand those choices. They're not aware of what they could do, and so often they make poor decisions given their own personal situation.
So obviously there's a big concern around trustees that people may run out of money far too soon. I suppose that's very important that you actually have a plan for when you finally do leave work, and obviously know how much you're going to be having at the end. So I guess it's something that you shouldn't wait until the very end to check. You should be keeping on top of it, from quite an early age.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the earlier you save, the better. Auto-enrolment was introduced a few years ago, which means now that people automatically go into a pension scheme when they start work. And people can opt out, but actually the opt-out rates are very low. So the good news is people are phasing into a pension. But I guess for older people, they really need to be thinking about their retirement probably a good 10 years out from when they plan to retire, because for a lot of people they will have multiple pension pots because they would have worked for a number of different employers. They may have other savings that they've earmarked for retirement, so for example ISAs. And also they should check to see what they're going to get from the state. A lot of people overestimate what the state pension will be. So again, they should be looking at their state pension forecast to work out what that is. And then by combining all those things together, that will give them a bit of a clue as to actually what sort of income they might be able to generate when they do retire. And of course, in turn, that may lead them to make their first decisions, in the sense that if it looks as though that income level is going to be less than what they'd hoped for, then perhaps they'd make some more pension contributions over the remaining 10 years or so of their working life. Equally, some may decide that they're going to push their retirement date out so that they can actually save a bit more. So that planning a good 10 years before they actually get to the point of retirement is really, really important, because it stops that very reactive response a month or so before someone retires, which again can just lead to poor decisions being made because they rush it.
Obviously, the work that you do inside of workplaces, what is it like at the moment in terms of employers letting their employees know about their pension schemes? I mean, how much education do employees get around how much they're, getting, what to do, even how to access it and find out what it's all about?
Yeah, I mean, I think the good news is that more employers are starting to put in place a process so that people can really understand this, and a process which is far more interactive than it's been in the past. I think one of the problems is historically a lot of the employers have just put a bit of information on a intranet site in the company around pensions, and then kind of hoped that people would go and read it. But what we know is that people do not search out pension information, and even those that do, when they read it, often they don't really understand it because it tends to be complex. So I think there's been a lot of lessons learned from that. So now it's getting far more interactive, whereby you're much more likely to see, for example, group seminars run in the workplace, or perhaps over the internet. You're much more likely to see things like helplines going in place where people can phone to get their pension questions answered. And you're also more likely to see regulated advice being provided as well. So where employers will actually go off, find an advisor that they think that can help their employees effectively vet that advisor, so that the employee who really wants to sit down with someone and get a plan worked out based on their personal situation can do so.
And if your employer is not particularly very good at letting you know, or there's not a lot of information at your current job about what your pension is and what your contribution is, I mean, what do you guys do when you go into an office space? I mean, how can Wealth at Work help?
So a lot of the work that we do is getting people to understand where they can go and get additional help. And so part of what we're doing really in the early days is just saying, hey, look, you do need to know what your state pension is, but the only person that can work out what their state pension forecast is used. So you need to go to the government site to get that. If they've got multiple pensions, then again, they should be getting annual statements from those pension providers. You know, dig those out, and if they're not getting them, then they should be phoning up that pension provider and saying, "Hey, I want a statement," so that they can work out actually what are their collective pots worth. And then once they start pulling that information together, often a lot of the work that we do is helping them make sense of it. So again, if they come and get regulated advice from a firm like us, we would be working through all that paperwork and saying, look, this is what it means. And people got to understand as well that you know, they could have two pension schemes, but actually the benefits those two different pension schemes give are completely different. So again, you know, we would work through that and get them to understand what those differences and those nuances are. And it's all really to build up that specific plan for that individual, and not just to make decisions at retirement, but also to support them as they go through retirement. Because one of the things that's really changed with the regulation that came in 2015 is that whereas back then the vast majority of people would buy an annuity, which effectively just guarantees an income for the rest of your life, but you're handing your pension pot over to an insurance company in order to buy that. What a lot of people want to do now is they want to keep control of their money, so that they can take money as and when they need it. But it's really important to understand how that money is invested, and it's really important to understand how your income needs may change as you go through retirement. No one's got a crystal ball, but what we do know is that generally speaking, people spend a bit more money when they first retire because they tend to want to go off on holidays. As they get older, that spending will slow down as they tend to slow down. But then often you will see a tick up for some people as they get into real old age because they need to start paying for additional healthcare or perhaps go into care.
And where can listeners find out some more information if they're currently, you know, listening and they're a bit concerned, or, you know, just to find out more info about how you guys can help? I mean, where can we direct them to?
So I think they can go and have a look at our website, which is wealthatwork.co.uk. I think it would also be useful to go and look at their state pension forecast. So for that, they can go to gov.uk/checkstatepension. They could also go to a third website, which is run by a government organisation, which is called PensionWise. And PensionWise gives a range of information on the site, but it also runs a helpline as well that they could call.